down like the confirmation thing, because one of these times I'm gonna do that and it's gonna like fuck me over somehow.
Yeah, it's just gonna start without me actually wanting it to. Oh my goodness. All right, have we actually? Oh, I think we're actually on now. Yay, we're finally live. We'll do it live.
We're live.
All right, live with nothing to do. We did more off stream than we were actually gonna do on.
Yeah, I mean, we had nothing. Like, that's why, like, when you're like, I'm gonna do a test run, I'm like, okay. And then, like, I don't know exactly what you were saying, but like, more and more led to me thinking, like, he wants to do this, like, not just a test, like, audio test kind of thing. He wants to do, like, the whole shebang of live streaming and everything. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
I don't know what we're gonna talk about, but, like, sure.
because it's the best way to actually get it done. So I said, forget it, let's
Yeah.
just do it live. Because we kept talking about it. We're like, oh, we're gonna do this, and then we have like no idea what we're gonna do. So I was like, the best thing to do is just dive in, head in, just
Yeah, just
forget
do
it.
it.
So there's no themes, no real ideas. We were actually just talking about streaming and our issues with personally streaming and why we struggle with it oh so much. We're also going to talk about Game of
Struggle
Thrones. What,
through.
you're going to talk about Game of Thrones? Because I actually don't watch Game of Thrones. I saw like the first two or three episodes in the first season, and
Oh, really?
yeah.
Not your thing?
Okay, so here's the funny thing. I have a hard time getting to hour-long shows, but a show that's 20, that's 15, between 50 and 30 minutes, I could watch multiple episodes in a row. I don't know how
See,
that works for me.
now, yeah, I've kind of like fallen into something similar like that a couple years ago. I've gotten out of it, but I got to this point where I was like on Netflix, let's say, I wouldn't watch movies. I would just watch like episodes of like The Office or old shows like Cheers and stuff like that, half hour sitcoms, and that's all I would watch. I felt like oh, what was it I'm looking for? My concentration, like that's all the further I could go with it.
All right.
And I was like, I gotta stop doing this. And then once, this is now this is before like Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones and other hour long shows started coming out. So I think it was things like that that is where I kind of was able to break that cycle.
Okay, well, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that's fair. Like a lot of people they love those hour long shows. Like, oh man, I can sit here and binge watch the first season of Game of Thrones. Well, I guess it helps that Game of Thrones is like what, 6 to 10 episodes a season?
No, they were 10 episodes a season for the first five seasons, I think. I'm trying to remember. I think it was either I th yeah, okay. It was the first six seasons. Seventh and now the eighth is they're shortening them down. Like last season I think was seven episodes, and this one I believe is six.
Okay. That always saddened me when shows I enjoy was like, yeah, we're gonna do 15, 20 episodes a season, and it gets real good, and I'm like, yeah, this next season we're gonna do like 7 or 8. It's like, wait, well, you should keep
Yeah,
it short, because I know how you felt about She-Ra, but I enjoyed She-Ra season one.
I mean, I never watched the new She-Ra stuff,
Okay,
like, so I
well.
mean, I really can't say much. I've just seen what other people have said about it with reviewing it, and I've seen like the animation I think is gross.
All right. But
But
the thing
so
is,
yeah, like.
yeah, I was never a fan of She-Ra. I was never really a fan of He-Man. I mean, I watched the old cartoons, but it was never really my thing. I was more into like SWAT cats and stuff like that, you know. I was yeah, I was a
That sounds
90s
familiar.
yeah, I was a 90s kid, so all that radical rad stuff was like all
Yeah,
the
okay,
rage.
right.
Yeah. So, but yes, yeah, it's about these two buddies who used to be part of some Air Force. There's a city full of animals, like cats and stuff,
Okay.
and these two friends, they end up getting fired from they. Well, I can't say fired because they don't fire you from military. They discharge you.
Oh, right on.
So they get discharged from being pilots, and so they end up becoming these two mechanics in a junkyard. Well, the city they used to fight in, the one they love, I think it's called Mega Cat City. I can't remember what it was called. but it will always get attacked by the villain of the week or whatever. So these two friends end up building like this really awesome fighter jet and end up becoming these vigilantes. And dude, it was the coolest show. And I was so mad that it got canceled after the first season.
I just Googled it, and immediately I know this show, but I've never watched it.
Really? Oh man, you should give it a yeah. Okay, have you ever watched what was it? I want to say Range Rovers. Something
Rover. That doesn't even sound familiar to me. Now see, like, I think this is where like we have a age difference between the two of us, because I was an 80s kid, so like G.I. Joe and He-Man and Silver Hawks and stuff like that. Those were the cartoons that I got into. And like, that's not to say I didn't get into 90s cartoons like Darkwing Duck and, you know, like a lot of those Disney cartoons I got into at the beginning of the 90s. But like SWAT Cats, like this, like as soon as, like when you said it, it sounded familiar to me. And then looking it up, I recognize it immediately, but I've never watched it. I think it was like just right outside my wheelhouse.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was born in 88, so.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
So like 90s were my cartoons and whatnot. So like it was, oh man.
Yeah, see, like Batman now, and Gargoyles and X-Men, like those 90s cartoons I did watch.
Oh yeah. Gargoyles were actually pretty cool. And even though, oh man, there was a cartoon. Man, see, now I wish I could remember this. All this happened because we were talking about seasons being shortened up. But yeah, She-Ra ended up getting like 7 episodes this season, which was like they cut it like
as a second season.
Yeah, they cut the second season down like about in half.
Now, like, I heard nothing but bad things about the show, other than from I don't know if I really want to get into the whole my feminism type stuff, but like those like, are the people that were like, I love the show.
Right. People who were like super into girl power and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all about equality, so it's whatever. I understand some people don't like it. Some people do. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't give a like I said, like I thought it looked ridiculous. The concept of She-Ra, I'm totally fine with. I liked the She-Ra cartoon back, you know, when I liked He-Man cartoons.
Yeah. But the thing is, again, I never liked the He-Man She-Ra from back then. And it wasn't because it was a bad cartoon. It just didn't really catch my interest. And the new one, they okay, so with the new one, when I first saw it, I was like, yo, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And I've seen some pretty dumb stuff. But it came from the creator of now I'm blanking out on everything. It was a comic I used to read. I loved something Jane.
I can't help you. I have no idea who created it or anything.
Well, I gotta look it up. I have the comics right here. I just have to take a quick look. Something Jane.
Now, well, while you're doing that, like, now for me, like I said, you know, I loved He-Man and stuff like that, but I'm 99% sure if I was to go back and watch any of those old episodes, I'd end up hating them.
Right. Right. Okay, so for the new She-Ra, if you're all about nostalgia, this new one's not going to do it for you. I'm going to be completely honest for you. Because for me, I never liked the old ones, but I kind of like this new one. So I could see somebody who loved the old ones not enjoying the new ones at all. I can understand that.
Yeah.
But what I don't understand is the show did well, from what I can understand. So I don't understand why they cut the episodes in half. But
yeah, I'm not. Well, isn't Netflix in like trouble? Like basically, like not they're not in like immediate trouble, but like I just watched the video recently where they're talking about how much Netflix spends compared to how much they make, and they're making like just over enough to like cover the stuff that they're making, and that's why, you know, supposedly like Santeria Diet or whatever it is, like that just got axed.
That got axed.
I feel like that's why shows like that are getting canceled, is because they're trying to, you know, trim the fat where they can.
Yeah.
Because apparently they're just not, Well, they're barely covering their bases. Like, they're not bringing in enough money to make new stuff or better stuff or anything like that.
Well, that's the issue. They spend a lot of money on new stuff that doesn't really make sense. Like, the movie Bright. I think they spent $90 million on just like the script alone or something like that.
Wow.
Or no, I'm getting the rights to the movie, the exclusive rights. So basically, yeah, wow. Basically the script. So yeah, they.
What's that? Is that like from something? Is it like a young adult series?
No, it was a movie with Will Smith.
No, I know the movie, but it's okay. Like, I can't imagine like this one getting the rights to this one thing costing $90 million, unless there's more to it, like some kind of like young adult book franchise or something that they can continue to make things off from, you know, universe of sorts.
No, it was an original idea, and they wanted to do multiple movies. So I think they're already getting started on the second one.
And I don't know how they make money other than like, okay, you know, you get like
tax breaks, the same way all of them do tax breaks.
No. What I'm saying is like, you know, like Disney, right? Like, so Endgame just came out and it's breaking all these records. So like, whatever, they probably spent $500 million making that movie, and they've made over $1 billion back from what they, you know, get from in movie theaters and stuff like that. But Netflix movies don't go to movie theaters, right? It's just on Netflix. So they're basically just going by subscription.
Right, and that's the thing. Netflix is doing theaters now. They're doing those.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're doing select theaters. And last I heard, they were trying to buy out their own theater after that whole Netflix shouldn't be allowed to win Academy Awards and stuff for their movies.
Yeah, that was really stupid.
Yeah, so they're trying to make that move now. And so
like, as much as I don't give a shit about awards anymore, especially the Oscars. Like, this idea of them not being able to, like, somehow, like, trying to
justify them
is retarded to me. Like, it's like, no. Like, they're making movies. It's a movie, like.
Yeah, and it's not like it's just, like, fan-made stuff. Like, they have big directors and writers and actors and all this other stuff. So, yeah, it should totally stand. But Noelle Stevenson, that's the one who did the new She-Ra. She wrote Lumberjanes. It's actually a fun comic.
It's lumberjacks that are female, I assume.
Well, the thing is these girls that are, it's not really girl. Well, I guess you could say it's Girl Scouts. It's a camp.
Okay.
It's a camp for these girls. So that's really all it is. But it's not like a normal camp. They get into some. Have you ever watched Regular Show?
Is that the name of it? Regular Show?
Yeah, well, that answers that question.
We almost had a who's on first situation happen there.
Yeah, with Mordecai and Rigby, this Blue Jay and this raccoon that are friends. It starts off mundane, like, oh, they have to rake the yard or take out the trash. And ends up turning into this supernatural, otherworldly thing where they go through space and time and fight monsters. Yeah, dude. Man, I miss Regular Show. It was such an awesome show, but I'm also glad that it ended when they wanted to, rather than being canceled. Like, they even had a made-for-TV movie. God, I love that show. But, yeah, I actually enjoy Lumberjanes. But going back to our original topic of Game of Thrones.
I was just going to say that, speaking of ending things.
Yeah, how's season 8 been going for you?
So, all right, so let's really get back to what we first started this when we were talking about how, like, the shorter seasons. If I remember right, the showrunners said that they didn't have an episode limit that they had in mind. They had an hour limit in mind. And that was the whole reason, supposedly, of having these shorter seasons for these last two seasons, is because they wanted it to be, like, I don't know, like 78 hours or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, and then being that there were 10... basically each season was 10 hours. That's 60 hours for the first six. And then they're, you know, shorting these last two down.
Right.
But, like, this last season, like, this last episode was an hour and 20 minutes long.
So they basically made a movie.
There's, like, some of the other ones are going to be longer than an hour, so.
Jeez.
I don't know. It sounds kind of weird. I feel like this is more... I feel like them saying that they had an hour limit in mind is their way of trying to get around HBO maybe kind of stepping on their toes a little bit.
Mm.
I'm not exactly sure, because like these last two seasons have been really fast-paced compared to any of the other seasons. Like,
wait, a two-hour show?
No, they're all an hour.
Oh, okay.
Like, up until, like right now, like, it was, this last one was, or did I say 120 minutes? Or, because I meant, like, an hour and 20 minutes, not 120 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
But, yeah, like, it's still, though, like, what I was trying to get to is, like, that these are longer episodes, which kind of, like, just throws out the whole thing about them, you know, being the time limit.
All right.
But, yeah, like, so these last two seasons have been very rushed. They're definitely not as good as the seasons before it. Last season, I liked last season. Other than it did feel a little too rushed for me. This season, I don't want to spoil anything. So,
yeah, that's fair.
Like, the difference so far with this season compared to the last season when it comes to the rush stuff is, being that this is the last season, they're rushing to end stuff.
Right.
And it's becoming, like this last episode with, this big war that kind of happened, it ended up very anticlimactic to me. I think that's a big problem with the way that they're going about handling things.
Is it the one with the Night King, I believe is his name? Is that the one you're talking about? The Night King? Okay. Yeah, I've read on Twitter about that, and man, that one is very decisive. Like, it split people like down the middle when it came to fans of the show.
Yeah, some of the things in the show that happened, I don't care for. Other things I'm fine with, and other things I liked. The things that I liked and I'm fine with, I don't like what people are finding fault with. The things that I do find fault with, for the most part, everyone else seems to be finding fault with those things, too. The one thing that I really... All right, like, I don't like when female characters are made into what people... I was just talking to my girlfriend about this because we just watched it together. I don't like when female characters are made to be these... Mary Sue type, as they're called a lot of times. You know, like Rey from Star Wars, she's just good at everything she does.
Man, you and I gotta talk about that one.
Well, apparently people have been referring to Arya Stark as a Mary Sue, and it's like, no, not at all. Like, we've seen her over multiple seasons, like, train and learn and, you know, go through so much shit to become this badass person that she is. Like, she's the exact opposite of those kind of, like, a character like that that you would refer to as a Mary Sue. Like, the things like that, when those are things that, like, I see people complaining about with, especially this last episode of Game of Thrones, and it's like, no, you're absolutely wrong to think that of her.
Okay, man, I had to mute my mic for a second. It was on my phone, but I was paying attention to what you were saying. Okay, so right. So, man, see, I hate defending this whole Mary Sue trope storyline thing. Again, since I don't watch Game of Thrones, I actually can't say, but I have seen everybody defending the things that she did in that select episode, and what you're saying. And from what I've seen, calling her Mary Sue is wrong. But
yeah, you haven't seen any of the other seasons, so like you don't know. I don't want to say you don't understand, and I don't want to say you don't know, but you don't.
Right. No, like, you're right.
She's gone through so much training and stuff that she's done.
Right. I've only heard and read about it. I haven't actually seen it. So like, seeing it really is two different things, because anybody can say something, make it seem like it's so much more, but if you actually watch it, you get an understanding for that character.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and that's the thing too, is like she's, because I don't want to spoil anything at all, But like, just she's going through a lot of stuff through her adventure in her life through all of these seasons, and she's learned so much stuff. And we've been with her through this. We've watched her learn this stuff. You know, it's like Luke Skywalker. You know, that's the thing that makes Luke Skywalker better than Rey is we watched a lot of the training that Luke went through and stuff like that. Like, we didn't, you know, like, I would say there's the biggest thing, that, you know, is the gap between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. But we still had seen what Luke had gone through, some of the training he's gone through, where Rey's just good at everything. That's the same thing about, what's that?
Well, no, I was going to say, that's the thing about Star Wars of Luke and Rey. Like, we're led to believe that Rey has been living on her own. She's been fighting with that bow staff and this and that. And that's why she's good at fighting. And why she's even somewhat athletic. But with Luke, we do see those actual small pieces of training with the lightsaber and using the Force. But man, those gaps between movies where they don't explain anything. He just gets better. That always bothered me when I watched Star Wars. But I let it go because they've shown that continuously Luke does learn, he does train even on his own, so I could kind of see that.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing with like Luke is like the things that we don't see, you know, are not as important because we did see some of the things. You know, we do know that he went back to Yoda, you know. Yeah. We, you know, so like when he's a super Jedi Knight badass in Return of the Jedi, we understand, you know, he went back to Yoda, he continued training, now he's this badass. Right. You know, but when you just have this character, and like, now, like, I mean, me personally with like Rey, like, or any other character for that matter, that's just good at fighting, like, all right, you know, this person knows how to fight. You know, whatever, you know, like, but when, like, she gets to, when she's using the lightsaber for the first time, and she's just good at using it, it's like,
okay, see, they show she struggled with it at first because she's still using it as a bow staff when she was fighting an injured, by the way, a seriously injured Kylo Ren. That's the only reason she won that fight, and I'm glad the movie at least showed that, but everybody ignores that part. They're like, oh, she shouldn't have been able to beat him. It's like, dude, Chewbacca shot him. The guy was seriously injured.
I mean, like, yeah, see, and that's, again, too, and that's my problem with him is that we don't, like, it wasn't until The Last Jedi that we got any real idea of his training with Luke Skywalker.
Right.
So, like, again, you know, like, he's this guy just shows up basically in Darth Vader mode, you know, and it's like, all right, so, you know, at first you think that he's a badass, then he just kind of comes off as like a
whiny.
Yeah, he's more of an Anakin Skywalker than Darth Vader.
You're not wrong. Friggin' yeah, Darth Vader Jr. over here.
Yeah, like, God, like, Star Wars just can't get away from that.
Yeah, I wish the Star Wars in general, the movies, would get away with the would just go away from the Skywalker storyline.
I'll end up seeing what is the Skywalker Rising, but like,
oh, the Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, like, I seeing the trailer for that, it was like that moment when I realized, like, I'm just not interested in Star Wars anymore.
It was a fun little teaser, you know. I was just really happy.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Right, I was like, really happy when the first Star Wars, The Force Awakens, came out, and we saw Finn with a lightsaber. I was like, oh yeah, and they're like, psych, Rey's the one with the lightsaber. It's like, oh.
See, okay. And that's something too. Like, I remember when, okay, like, if you, let's go way back and talk about this for a minute. Like,
okay,
the whole thing when that trailer for Force Awakens first pops up with Finn as a stormtrooper, yeah, and everyone's like, he's a black guy, why is he a stormtrooper? And then, like, now instead of people that, like, because apparently this is a thing with the books, is that they started recruiting people that were not clones.
Right.
And instead of people being like, well, that's because, like, you know, in the books and stuff, that they were doing recruiting stuff and, you know, or anything like that. Instead of, like, they're like, you're racist, you don't like it because he's black. And it's like, that's not it.
Yeah, because in the movie, the last we saw established in the movies, it was just one person yeah, who was cloned. And then all of a sudden, hey, There's the First Empire. Cool, who are they? Don't worry about that. But look at these cool stormtroopers. Yeah. Are they all cloned to look like him? Or are we not doing the cloning system anymore? Like, they don't explain anything. They just jump into it. It's like, look, man. Yeah. The other Star Wars movies...
I guarantee you that if they would, if the clone, like, let's pretend the clone thing never, let's just pretend that the prequels never happened for like 10 seconds here. And if they would have just showed this dude pop up, this black guy, you know, in a stormtrooper outfit, no one were like, oh, a stormtrooper, apparently. This is what they look like. This is, you know. No, you know, like, it's because of those prequels making it.
It's because it's part of the lore of the stormtroopers. Not stormtroopers, the clone troopers. And look, it'd have been better if instead of that one teaser of Finn as a stormtrooper, if they showed multiple stormtroopers and showing, like, look, we're not doing clones anymore. It's actual people. And then showed Finn, he'd be like, okay, is he an actual stormtrooper? Is he a spy? Like, episode Star Wars? Which Star Wars was it when Han and Luke disguised to be?
Oh, yeah, the first one.
Was it the first one? Man. Because they went in to get Leia.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If they did it like that, it's like, haha, look at this joke. Isn't it cool? We might be doing that again. This guy might be part of the Resistance. He might be... Stormtrooper, that would have been cool. No, yeah. Just straight up. Here you go, black guy and a stormtrooper. Yeah. Hold on, I have questions. Shouldn't he be like Hispanic? Because you know, the original stormtrooper that they cloned, he was Hispanic. Shouldn't he be Hispanic? We're not gonna explain this. Okay, cool.
Like I remember learning from at the time I listened to the cast the Schmoes Know. And they're the ones that were explaining how in the books, like, that they, like, I think it was the Thrall trilogy, or not Thrall, Thrawn, what's his name? Fuck, I can't remember his name now. Anyways, it was the book trilogy that takes place after Return of the Jedi, I believe, supposedly in those books that they talk about the stormtroopers and how they started recruiting people to be stormtroopers or something like that. I don't know. They said it was in the books. And it was like, oh, well, then that makes sense. Like, right. Fine.
It doesn't help.
Then I think it turned out not even be the case that basically he just, the redhead dude was like growing people, like, but just not clones or something like that, if I remember right.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's like, if Disney didn't just get rid of the book universe, extended universe of the books, I think everybody would have been like, okay, we know why this guy, why Finn is a stormtrooper. But once you say, hey, all these books, they're thrown out. We're just using the original six movies. And all of a sudden you do that. It's like, wait, man. What rules are you using?
Yeah. And, like, I can understand to a point why they made that announcement way back then that they were throwing out the books out of canon is because what were they going to do? Like, they had to do... Like, they couldn't do the Thrawn trilogy or whatever it's called because it takes place basically right after... I believe it takes place right after Return of the Jedi. Like, you know, Luke Skywalker's still young, you know, and stuff like that, you know, and... Well, Mark Hamill's not young, you know. But, right. So they had to do something. Now, what they possibly could have done is kept the books, you know, as part of the lore and whatever, and then somehow made movies, you know, a long distance from those books, but then people would have been lost. Like, people would have been like, who's this Thrawn person that they keep referring to that apparently took over after Darth Vader and the Emperor?
Hey, if Harry Potter can do it, so can Star Wars.
I don't know anything about Harry Potter, so I...
Oh, my goodness. The books make so many references to other people other than Harry and Dumbledore and all these other characters that's actually in the main book.
You'd be right in with Game of Thrones, then, because they constantly refer to other people that show up later in seasons or don't show up at all.
Right. See, that's my problem. I can't keep up the names. Like, man.
It's hard. Yeah. Like,
I'm Draugr. Yeah, I'm good, man. You keep that name.
Like often if I'm reading a book and I see someone's name that I don't know how to pronounce, I just make up a name that, like, just like, all right, Schlosh, like, that's your name now. Every time I see those letters together, I'm saying Schlosh in my head, you know, shit like that.
And they'll put hyphens in the name, because I'm like, well, you have two names now.
Yeah.
Saul Papa. There you go. It's not Saul Papa. Yeah. It's Saul Papa. You now have two first names.
It's kind of, or like the Rock Crusher in Neverending Story. Like his original name is like 40 letters all crammed together in like alphabet soup.
Yeah, no, I'm
like, what am I calling it? Rock Crusher? Done.
Yeah. Congratulations, that's your name now. It's not even a nickname. That's just your name legally now. It's been changed for you.
Exactly.
Oh man. So we in for Rise of Skywalker, they talked about how they were going to use Princess Leia in this movie. Well, they didn't talk about how they're going to use her. They mentioned that they were going to use scenes that they didn't use in The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that's even going to work.
I don't know either.
Because from the way everything was edited, she just sat on the ship mostly, so...
Yeah.
Look, at what point was she...
They should have killed her in space. Like, that's it.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't. I'm glad they let her use the Force.
I'm fine with her using the Force. Okay. Two things here. All right, there's two problems I have here. Number one, she was in space. She should have just died. Mm. Number two, they should have killed her off because Carrie Fisher's dead, and it would have been a fine send off. Like it would have gave them another reason to really go after the Empire and stuff like that. You know, right, like you kill Princess Leia.
Right, but from the way they finished the last movie before her passing, man, there was no way they were just gonna be able to write her out. And so they have to write her out in this movie. And I'm kind of curious how they're even going to do that. Like, what scenes?
I don't know. I don't know what they can do.
Yeah, like, what scenes did you use? Because from the very beginning, Princess Leia's been on that ship the whole movie. So, what?
Cool. I don't know. Like, there's one scene in the trailer where I believe Rey is hugging her.
Yeah, but we saw that already. Are you going to reuse that scene?
Maybe.
But then they're like, we're using scenes that was cut out from the last movie. That makes no sense. And then you have, what was it?
Maybe what they'll do is they'll be like on a planet doing whatever they're doing. And then they're just radio back to the spaceship and Leia will be standing there in the background.
I don't know either. Yeah, she was on that other planet when, with those awesome ice crystal fox things, which
she was there at that space, station, headquarters.
Yeah, which by the way, Disney, seriously, I'm still waiting on plushies of those awesome fox crystal things. I really want to. I mean, sure, you gave us those Pog things, but
I'm surprised they're not Funko Pops of them yet.
I don't want those. I want the fox.
No, that's what I mean.
Like I want that too. Give me a shirt. Give me something. Those things were adorably awesome. And instead, we got fat chickens, penguin things. I don't want those anymore.
I want the fox. Like that was like, I really hated Last Jedi, but that was probably the thing that I hated the least was those things. Like, I really like... When Chewie's like, I don't know if it's one of them that Chewie's eating or something else like them that Chewie's eating. And then he just looks over and they're looking at him like, what are you doing? Like, that was hilarious to me.
I knew that person. And I'm glad they didn't overuse those things. Like, they annoyed Chewie and whatnot, but they used them. They used them well. But you know what? They should use those foxes.
They didn't Ewok them or anything like that, which...
Yeah.
I say that as someone that loves the Ewoks.
Yeah, if George Lucas was doing Last Jedi, those things would have been all over the movie. Those things would have actually found a way to repair the Millennium Falcon.
Oh man, probably.
That when they were going around biting out wires, they would have found a way to make it start up again just by doing that. Why? Because George Lucas.
Yeah.
Man, I actually can't wait for Rise of Skywalker. I want to say Skywalker Awakens. Man, I'm going to keep using that name. But I can't wait for Rise of Skywalker so we can finally finish out this story. Because Disney is going to give it a rest now. They're going to give it a bit of a break. And of course, you know, they got their TV shows very popular on their channels. And they got the Mandalorian coming out on their streaming channel. It's Disney's. I think they're good on movies right now. Like
Like Disney owns like I think 30% of the movies out there right now. Like what, through like Marvel and Star Wars and shit like that.
Dude, every month I swear there's a new Disney movie out.
Yeah, it's insane. Like they're.
Yeah, if it's not Marvel, it's a Disney remake, or at the very tail end is a Star Wars, or a Star Wars story. It's yeah. For these past 10 years, Disney has been steamrolling everybody.
Yeah, they've been like. It's like on one hand, I've been happy with a lot of it. Like you know, I had high hopes for Star Wars. You know, being that George Lucas sucked at making the prequels. You know, so I had a lot of high hopes for it. And don't get me wrong, like The Force Awakens was a good movie. I liked it.
Well, that's because it was pretty much a retread of the original.
Yeah, it was. I totally see where the, like I didn't now when I watched it the first time I didn't really realize it until I saw like videos of people reviewing it and talking about it and I'm like oh yeah you're absolutely right it is yeah
I was mad halfway through because I was like hold on is this a remake and then it kept going on I was like okay they're just it's kind of like a soft reboot I will accept that so yeah I was almost mad at that movie
it's like the movie Barbed Wire. You know, except for, I mean, to be fair, Barbed Wire is a bad movie. But it's like, after you get done watching Barbed Wire, you're like, that's Casablanca. Like, they fucking remade an awesome movie, and they did, not only did they do a shit job of it, but they didn't even let us know that they were remaking
it. It's probably
I feel like that's what they did with Star Wars The Force Awakens. It's like, afterwards, it's like,
fuck, it was supposed to be a remake. It was supposed to be a remake, and they were like, yeah, man, this script is no good. Let's call it something else.
It's like, holy shit. Niki.
But for me, yeah, I can't wait for this to actually get my high chair out. Oh, gosh darn. That's actually making way more noise than I thought it was going to make.
I've been like, in the back of my mind, keeping it just the thought process there of my chair squeaks a lot, so I've been trying not to move at all.
Yeah, forget that. I don't move. Sorry, folks. Welcome to the podcast, by the way. Like, we've been saying this whole time. Welcome. If you have questions, chat it up. Don't chat.
Yeah.
We have no idea what we're doing. Actually, I kind of like this.
This is a test episode. Test.
Yeah. I kind of like this, actually. Like, not have to worry about, like, full-blown themes. Because then it doesn't feel fun. It doesn't feel personal. Like, that's one of the great things about doing a podcast with somebody you can actually talk to. Because you don't have to worry about being too professional about it?
Yeah, I've never really gotten into the professional stuff anytime I've done podcasts. I've never, well, when I say that, I never really enjoyed it. This goes for like when I used to listen to podcasts too. I got to the point where I got tired of the same, like, all right, we're going to talk about what you've been playing, and then like, let's talk about news, and then, you know, let's do our ending thing. And it's like, this. I just like the idea of talking and, you know, that's it. Like,
yeah, it feels way too calculated. Which, by the way, my last podcast that is on hiatus was like, and it was actually fun because me and Darth Rahu, we both do video game journalism. So, you know, it was kind of thing that we end up doing. But other than that, it was just a fun thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of miss this. Like, it's been a couple of years now since I've done any kind of podcast type stuff at all. And I've for a while now, have been having the itch to do it again. It's just, I've just been like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know how I want to handle it at all or anything. Like, yeah. I've thought about just doing my own thing and just every, you know, like, each time that I do it, like, every week or 2 weeks or whatever, however I was going to do it, just, like, bring in one or two random people that's new each time.
Yeah, I've done a few of those things where you bring in other people and it kind of works. The problem is it makes each episode feels different, which you think would be okay.
Yeah,
but it also makes it feel like it's not the same show you started off with. So you just kind of like, you know, this episode wasn't as fun because who knows, maybe that one person that we, that the host brings on isn't to your liking or whatever. It's just like, well,
I mean, we
can do about that.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, is like I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with bringing someone on, and maybe it's the worst show, whatever. You know, everything out there, every TV show, everything has a worst of. You know, like there's a worst episode, or you know, a worst movie in the series, or something. You know, there's always something out there that's at the bottom of the barrel. You know, so it's
bottom of the barrel. Oh, this show's gonna be bottom of the barrel real soon if we keep this up.
What are you talking about? Things are going great.
Ah, yes, very good. Oh, yeah.
I feel like we're both on separate pages right now.
Partially, because. I was supposed to go back and be like, it's Road Rovers. That was the cartoon I was talking about with the, when we were talking about SWAT Cats. And see, that's the thing. I want to go back and talk about it. But it's like, that's what structure does, kids. It actually helps and make sure you can get it all out. But me, sure,
yeah.
Yeah, but this is definitely way more interesting because it feels personal. It feels like, oh, good. This is an actual show that I would watch because I don't have to worry about these guys pretending that their show is super fun. Instead, I can hear in their voice that they're lost, and I'm lost with them, and I'm okay with that. You can all be lost together.
If you found out the show, and if you want to talk about it, we'll just start talking about it. Like, this, right into it. Like, it's, you know.
That's the thing. You don't have to worry too much about, oh, man, I really hope these guys talk about this problem of the week. It's like, nope, we probably won't, but like and subscribe anyway, kids.
That's the thing, like with gaming news, you know, like we can talk about that kind of stuff, you know, but like, again, to go back to like I was saying before about having everything in this like certain structure of things happening. Like, that was one thing that I never really cared about with podcasts that I listened to. Is like, I would listen to like the same four or five podcasts each week, and whatever it was that they're, you know, that was like the biggest subject in gaming that week, they were all talking about it, you know, and it was always at the same time and basically always the same, you know, iteration of it, you know, like, you know, this happened. What do you think of it? You know, and stuff like that. Where, you know, like, we can not talk about it. We can talk about it. Just fucking throw it out there and let it go. Whatever.
Oh, you're going to start singing for us?
I'm not going to start singing for us.
You're not going to sing Let It Go?
I don't know that song. I've never watched Frozen.
You're not missing out on anything.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's nothing. Like, I've never heard anything about that movie that's been like, I should check that out.
Yeah, it's not that. It was definitely overhyped, not that great. But I will admit, if that teaser is anything to go by, the second one looks pretty cool.
I didn't even know there was a teaser for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I wish I could show it to you. But Disney would probably content block us or whatever.
Yeah, that's, Disney's good at that.
Oh, man, too good. The only person better than them at that is WB. It's like, come on, WB, you should want people to share your stuff.
Like, it's really weird how that stuff has gone. Like, a lot of that, like, especially with YouTube, like, with showing different content, where they've, like, you know, the whole thing of them, like, really, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, just really locking that stuff down.
Well, they only do it because the people who pay their bills, the advertisers, they whine about it. The people whine about it, it's whatever. Yeah. But let Crisco Grease decide that, hey, they're using our brand to slip and slide downstairs. Make them stop that, YouTube. All of a sudden, YouTube's on it. Anything with the word Crisco in it gets bland. Or banned or whatever.
It's kind of crazy with a lot of that stuff. Like, I mean, it's kind of out of context, but like, I recently made a quick minute and a half video about, I took a bunch of headlines about Sekiro being like harder than Dark Souls, and I put the music to Curb Your Enthusiasm behind it, and it got, you know, not demonetized, but it was like, oh, you know, like, this, you're using copyrighted stuff, so, you know, you're, this stuff is, you know, kind of like locked down and stuff like that. Like, basically, the only way anyone that, no one's going to stumble across that video unless they go to my YouTube and look at it. You know, there's so, and it's like, really? Like,
yeah.
Well, there's some music.
In the earlier days of that random podcast show, the last show that I was in, we did a Steven episode, a Steven Universe episode, and Cartoon Network, or whoever was running their campaign to block stuff out, reacted so fast we couldn't even upload the episode. And when we did finally get it up, there's like, yeah, it's banned. Well, not banned, but like, it can't be viewed in this and this country. And I was like, wait, what? Like, what's the difference? What is the rules here? And it's not like it was, man. And then I was gonna say, it's not like we were like showing off the whole episode from start to finish.
Yeah,
we were using pieces from the trailer that they showed everybody.
It's like, that's the worst.
Yeah, it's like,
because the trailer, as far as I'm concerned, is free domain.
That's free game, man. Nobody's spoiling anything. Nobody's showing things that you don't want them to show.
It's their trailer. Like,
it's the same
pieces. It's what they want you to see.
Exactly. It's like, hey, man, we're following. You don't want us to see certain things? Cool. We're not going to spoil it. We're just going to show the stuff that you already showed. And it was even worse, when we did movies and stuff, I would use a trailer that the studios themselves gave us.
Oh, yeah.
And there was
heard of that stuff happening.
Yeah, and it was still like, we're demonetizing this video, and any advertisement will go to this studio now. It's like, hold up. But they gave us this trailer. They gave us this music. They gave us this these assets. How does that even work?
Yeah, I think it was Angry Joe that I seen, this was a long time ago now, him tweeting out about, like, I don't know if it was like EA or who it was, but someone, a game publisher, gave him footage from a game, and so he made a video, and then his video got demonetized and shit for it, and he's like, you gave me this stuff to use.
Yeah, that's the worst, and that's what makes YouTube just the absolute worst. I got to actually met Angry Joe last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Microsoft invited me out to their Xbox press conference at E3 last year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I went out there, and while walking around, ran into Angry Joe, and, you know, shook his hand. We got to chat for a little bit, and he was like, yeah, man, here's my email. Shoot me an email whenever, and we can do something together. And I was like,
oh, nice.
Yeah, and I was like, cool. Never emailed him, because right now Joe is super busy. And I'm like, man, he has no time for me and my 16 followers and my 20 subscribers. Dude's got way bigger stuff to do. So yeah. I never emailed him. I actually interviewed about 3 years back Phil Lamar.
Who is that?
He's a voice actor. He's done
He's
done a bunch of stuff. Oh my goodness. He did Samurai Jack. He voiced Jack in Samurai Jack.
The name sounds familiar.
Hermes from Futurama, he voiced him.
All right.
Yeah. And he like Tara Strong, he's able to change up his voice so much that you won't recognize it's him sometimes.
Yeah.
And like, he's done miscellaneous stuff too. Like, he was in the background of Spider-Man 2, and on the train scene, and he's like, he would play 2-bit characters for no reason. I was like, what? His resume is so long. His career has been so long. But
Doc Havoc says he also voiced Kotal Kahn from Mortal Kombat.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not sure who that is. The only Khan I know is
I think he played. I think he's the main villain, the travel guy, the sand guy. I don't know.
I mean, the last Mortal Kombat game that I played was 3.
Jeez, oh, so, man, you're way behind.
I didn't like Mortal Kombat 3, and that, basically that was the game that ended my whole run of fighting games. Like, I think I played the new Mortal Kombat when they were, like, restarting it or whatever. I think I played it at a friend's house. A little bit, like, just some matches in it, but, like, that's it.
Jeez, man, it doesn't take much to lose you, does it?
No, I guess not. I guess, like, now that I'm thinking about it, it only takes one.
Yeah, it takes one bad season. You're like, oh, I'm out. But, dude, it's been, like, 12 good seasons. Yeah, but this one bad season just goes to show where they're going.
Yeah, I mean, like The Flash, like, a good example of that is, like, I liked the first season. I got halfway through the first episode of the second season. I was like, yeah, I'm done.
Jeez, man.
Never went. Now, usually, like, TV shows, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I didn't like, but I gave it 4 episodes. Gotham I didn't like, but I gave it 3 or 4 episodes.
There's a word for that. It's called jaded.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a cynical person. I'm jaded. Those all fit. It's hard to say with movies, because, like, either, depending on who I'm talking to and what we're talking about, I either love every movie ever, I hate every movie ever, so.
Man, and that's okay. I get that too. Like, oh yeah, this movie was good, but blah blah blah. It's like, man, you just hate everything. It's like, what?
Yeah.
But if you go like movies, like, well, the movie wasn't that great. It's like, well, man, I don't know what to tell you. You think I hate everything, or you think I love the dumbest things? I don't know, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's just one thing. But yeah, jaded is definitely a word I'd use. It's like, man, all it takes is one, huh? But yeah, I don't play fighting games because I am garbage at them, just straight up garbo, and I will admit that. But I do enjoy playing Dead or Alive and Blaze Blue, so I play those.
Both, yeah, those I've never played, and like I can't really quantify how good or bad I was at fighting it, because I didn't. I played like Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat 1 and 2 and stuff like on, you know, console and stuff like that. I rarely ever played them like in an arcade or anything like.
Blasphemy. Those are the fighting games played best on arcades
machines. I'm not saying I didn't. I just
No. I'm saying, yeah,
the majority,
I'm
like, of my best time was spent on consoles.
Yeah, like, but those are the best ones where you actually have the 6 buttons and just the 1 joystick. That's why I used to, back in the 360, I had one of those arcade sticks when Street Fighter. Like, I think it was Street Fighter 4. I forget which one. But when Street Fighter came out for the 360 and PS3, I went and got the fight stick for it. So it's like, use a controller. What? Nah, bro. You gotta use that control. You gotta use that fight stick.
I get that reaction from people when I talk about playing PC games with a controller. I'm like, what? Keyboard or mouse? Like, nope. I'm out.
Yeah, some games, I just, like, I have to use I used to use controller. I used to do that, but I've gotten so used to playing with the mouse and keyboard on PC now. I'm still kind of trash at first-person shooters on mouse and keyboard. But at the same time, I can see why people love it.
Yeah, I can use mouse and keyboard for games like 7 Days to Die and Conan Exiles, stuff that are slow and you're kind of just doing your thing and,
right,
you know, whatever. But like when it comes to anything like DayZ, I've tried that with mouse and keyboard and I just suck. Fortnite, I've tried using that with a mouse and keyboard and I suck. Like anything fast paced or anything where you need to do more than just hit W and click, I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate the whole hit shift control out. Look, man, my pinky is not going that far. Leave me alone. I'm done for. Because sometimes I would hit my shift button instead of my control button. I was like, oh, use this to dodge. I can't. My pinky won't go that far. So yeah, I was always bad at fighting games because of that. Because I always wanted to use arcade stick, and I was always bad at first person shooters on PC because I've always had to use a controller. What I don't understand is how people can play sport games with mouse and keyboard. that just doesn't work for me. I don't say people do.
Yeah, that's another thing too. I mean, it's weird. It's just weird to me, like how mouse and keyboard works with some games. Now that I'm in a situation where games like 7 Days to Die, I can't use a controller well with a game like that. It just doesn't work for me. It's just my brain function doesn't work properly, and because of that, I now understand when people are like, "I can't use a controller." Like, there's no way that I could ever play any game with a controller. Where it used to be, I'd be like, "What? Why not? Like, how do you not understand that? Like, it's a controller. It's the simplest tool there is when it comes to gaming." Like,
yeah.
But like now that I play these games and tried using controllers with them. Yeah. And it just doesn't feel right at all, and it just doesn't work right for me. Yeah, I can understand what these people
come. Yeah, it doesn't flow well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I like some of the smaller indie games that I play where they don't use a mouse and use like 3 or 4 keys on a keyboard. I'm like super lost. I'm like, can I just use the mouse? How does this? I don't want to use the directional keys. What is going on here? And it feels super weird, but like, 5, 6 years ago, I'd have been comfortable. Like, can I just have WSD and my direction keys, please? I don't need all.
I would do a lot better with those, like a fast paced type PUBG or Call of Duty or something like that. If I was able to just have the WSD separate completely from the rest of the keyboard, one of my biggest problems is fat fingers and hitting wrong buttons and keys and stuff like that.
Well, there are keyboards that are that separate those things. I think for people who do enjoy having certain keys right there. And I've seen them.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they did that. I mean,
no, there are. I've seen them, and I never got them because, man, they look confusing to me. I'm like, no, I need my controls close. But yeah, some people, they do need them spread out for them. And I think that's what makes it so great is like it's separate to where you can reach to where you want. And once you get used to it, I'm pretty sure you won't be able to go back to a regular keyboard.
Yeah, I mean, it's well, for me, it is about distance too, because that can be a problem. I remember my buddy, like on SOCOM 2, he had a mouse and keyboard that was a pretty standard mouse and keyboard, and he had this weird controller set up. So like one half of the PlayStation controller, like I don't know if this is Sony brand or not, or Mad Cat's thing or what, but it hooked onto the keyboard. And so, you know, you had basically one half of the controller on one side of the keyboard and the other half on the other. And that way, so, like, you could control the game and then real quick use the keyboard and mouse to type anything in, you know, whatever. I tried using that back and I'm like, this is all wrong. Like, this is not how a controller should not be, like, 2 feet apart. Like, I couldn't do it. It was weird.
And it takes a lot of getting used to. Like, now...
Yeah. Well, like, even, like now, I grew up on, you know, even with, like, the PlayStation before the analog sticks. When they first introduced the analog sticks, I couldn't use them. They were horrible. And I couldn't play anything. And then, you know, SOCOM forced you to use them. And because of that, that's how I learned to use them. And now, the idea of going back to, you know, using a D-pad and not analog sticks is... It's like, what? I wouldn't be able to do it, I don't think.
See, I think that's one of the great things about coming from playing with arcades, that I was used to a joystick, although not in that way of 3D space and whatnot.
Yeah.
But unless I was playing Tekken, because I used to play Tekken in the arcades. And I think that's what helped me when Nintendo and PlayStation had the joysticks added onto their controllers. I was like, oh, this is no different. The one stick on the 64 controller. I got used to that quick. What I didn't get used to was having that second joystick to control the camera. That one was kind of weird for me. It's like, well, I can move the camera around.
Yeah, that's, I was just so saying weird. That to someone in my chat, that like the N64 controller, like I hated that at the time. Like I eventually got used to it with GoldenEye, but like it was so foreign.
So I had to blow my news. And don't nobody want to hear that.
It's all right.
Yeah, I tried going back to some of the older games and playing them like that with the one joystick, and I was like, ooh, this is unplayable. And I know a lot of people, they still love them, but I was like, oh my God, I can't play this. I can't aim where I want to. I can't do this anymore. And it hurts. It hurts so much because I used to love those old games.
I went back and played some Atari games when I did Extra Life. It was at the end of my Extra Life stream, and I was playing some Atari games, and it was so unbelievably simple. But I remember thinking to myself, like, I bet I could not use an Atari controller now. Where as a kid, you know, it was like that was what you did. It's just how your brain, like, it's so hard to realize how
hardwired you are.
I think if you were to show 8-year-old me like a PlayStation controller, I would have been like, my mind would have just melted out of my ears and shit. Like, just the sight of it. Like, what are all these control, like, buttons? What are you doing? You know, but I bet if I went back and tried using an Atari controller versus one button and a joystick, I'd be like, this is clunky as shit. I can't do it.
Yeah, I can't. I need more buttons, man. I need to be able to. Yeah. I need to be able to jump and dodge.
I need handles on each side.
Yeah, yeah. I tried to show my mom the Xbox Pro controller, and man, mom was like, "Nah, that's just too much. You don't need all those buttons." I was like, "You'd be surprised, mom." And there are buttons in the back. There's buttons on top. The D-pad is no longer a D-pad. It's now a 360 multi-directional pad. And it's like, my mom was like, no, that's too much. I don't need all that. She's more comfortable with the D-pad and two buttons on the NES. She was fine with that. I was like, yeah.
Mom, we all were. Right, and then when the Super Nintendo came out and I had shoulder buttons, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's like, why would I need these? All I need is run and jump. What do I need with this? And it's like, now you can do all this cool stuff with it. I don't care about that. And then, oh man, what controller really got me? The Xbox controller, I actually really liked. The original Xbox controller I liked. And then I hate it when they released the slim version.
The only thing that I didn't like about the original Xbox controller is the black and white button. Like, the size was a little ridiculous and cartoony, but, like, it was fine. But I really didn't like the black and white buttons.
Yeah. They were mostly useless. Like, nobody really used them. And a few games that did, and I was like, okay, that's cool. I don't know why I need this. But now, when I play some games on backwards compatibility on the Xbox One, and a game tells me, use the black or white button, I'm like, whew. Yeah, we kind of got rid of that already. So, yeah. So, sorry, Papa Dukes. That Duke Daddy controller is no more. Although, I'm that idiot that once Microsoft... Actually, have they released the Xbox One Duke controller?
Wait, what was that?
They're remaking the Duke controller.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds weird.
Yeah, they're remaking it because people really liked it, despite the point that people really hated it when it first came out.
Yeah, like, I don't remember. Like, now, I feel like I'm a little bit in the here when it came to that controller. So the awkwardness of the analog sticks. I mean, it wasn't a problem or anything like that, but I would have thought, you know, like, I would have thought that would have been something Microsoft would have got rid of. I'm surprised that they didn't.
Well, I think it's because with the original Xbox controller, the sticks just seemed kind of small and such a fat controller and such like this big thing. But I was like, oh no, I really like this. But yeah, people complain about it. I think it's really more nostalgia, or more people like me who did like the Duke controller. And now that they're speaking up and they're like, hey, seriously, we really like that controller.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm like totally fine with it. Like, go ahead and make that controller. If people want it, have it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, well, I don't even know if they released it yet. But I was like, yo, I'd buy it just to have it, just to play with it. I like it. Although I still say the 360 had the best controller
I'm always been a PlayStation fan when it came to controllers. Like, to me, those are the best. The 360 and the Xbox One controllers are good. I really like them a lot.
Yeah, I hated the PS3 controller because of those stupid, squishy shoulder buttons.
Yeah, I like the trigger type mechanism of the Xbox controllers. I do like the dented in formation of the analog sticks, where PlayStation controllers, they're always kind of I can't think of the word for it. Your thumbs would like slip off of them because they are rounded outwards, you know. Yeah. Those were like little tweaks like that that the 360 controller had that the PlayStation 3 at the time controllers didn't have is what I did like about those. But otherwise, I just like the feel of the PlayStation controller. Like they've never had to change it. Like I'm glad they didn't change, especially that banana controller that they like with the PlayStation 3 that they showed, and everyone was like, "What are you doing?"
That boomerang controller, I was all in for that. I was like, yo, they're changing it up. I want to see how this... Because it looked like it would grip in your hands. Because I'm sure they'd have something. I'm sure it wouldn't just be a smooth silver boomerang that just slips out when your palms are all sweaty. So I was interested in it. Bear was like, why would you change that? And they went back to the original with no rumble. And I was like, see, that's what you get.
And then the no rumble, the way they, because it was like because of that lawsuit, but like they tried claiming like that's old news, no one wants that. And then when the suit was solved, they're like, hey, got the control of the rumble back.
Yeah, DualShock 3, everybody, here it is. Why don't you have it the first time? Don't you worry about that. Just be happy we did it. Okay, are you happy now? Well, yeah, good. Shut up. But I did like. But what they did with the PS4 with that share button, oh my goodness. I never knew how much I wanted that button until I had it. And then I looked at my Xbox and I was like, why can't you do that? Because I don't want to say Xbox share or double tap and then do this and that. It's like, no, I just want to push one button or hold that button. Like, I hope with the Xbox Next, they add a dedicated share button. Like, hey, don't let your pride get to you, Microsoft. Copy that, because that's a good thing to copy.
Yeah.
One button push to go to Mixer, one button push to share to Twitch and Twitter. That's what I want.
Yeah, that's definitely something. Like, and like, that's like when, like, you know, people have like made fun of like Sony or whatever, especially like when it came to the nunchuck type stuff with the Arc and then the Nintendo controllers. It's like the controllers all ape off of each other already, and they always have. I mean, Nintendo came up with the shoulder buttons, and then, you know, Sony had shoulder buttons too, and, you know, and so on and so forth. And so, yeah, Microsoft should definitely get on that fucking bandwagon.
Yeah, like, there's nothing wrong with copying. Like, everybody wants to copy Xbox Live. Just, hey, look, just give me that share button. And speaking of Xbox Live, did you hear about a Xbox? Do you have an Xbox One?
I do not.
Okay, so did you hear about the Xbox Ultimate membership jump that Microsoft is doing?
No.
Okay, so Microsoft has this subscription-based thing called Xbox Game Pass, which I use because it has a bunch of cool games in there that I wouldn't buy but would like to try out. And
sounds interesting.
Oh, yeah, it is. Because everybody's trying to do this whole Netflix of gaming thing. That's what Sony's doing with PlayStation Now. And that's what Microsoft is doing with Xbox Game Pass. But whatever.
I'm surprised this didn't happen a long time ago with Gamefly. You know, like...
Gamefly? I'm actually surprised that did not take off. I'm surprised Netflix didn't buy them out already. It's like...
Yeah.
Like, wait, we can do games and movies? Let's do it. That would have... probably helped them. But now Google's doing their streaming only console, and Microsoft just announced their streaming only console. Let's see. Xbox Game Pass, where it's like 100 plus games. 100 plus games for about, I think, like $30 or $40 for 3 months.
So, yeah, man, like...
Yeah, it's not cheap. It's not a cheap membership to have.
I don't know, man. Because, like, yeah, like, EA, like I... EA's and their service thing of, like, $100 a year, and you get basically all of their games. And I'm like... And then when I'm, like, looking at the list, I'm like, most of these games I don't want to buy.
Yeah.
Like, so why would I pay this money?
Yeah, I used
to... And then if I do the cheaper version, then not only do I get less games, but then I get less games that I do want to play. So again, yeah. It's like, why am I paying this much money?
Yeah, like, it makes no sense. But I used to have EA Access on my Xbox. But, and that was... It was decent. But yeah, with the Game Pass, they had those 100 games, and it was pretty cool. Now they want to combine, and that's the thing. Game Pass was separate from Xbox Live Gold, so you're paying $60 a year for Xbox Live Gold, and then $30 or something like that. I think it was $30 for 6 months or something like that.
So this is what Sony, I believe, did with their PlayStation Now. Is it's separate from PlayStation Plus, and I'm like, yeah. No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. I thought it was really dumb. I was like, come on, man. That should be something you put... If you're going to raise the price of PlayStation Plus, then at least throw in Now or something.
If you're going to throw your fucking multiplayer behind it as
yeah,
well,
yeah.
It's something that should be a lot...
Yeah, at least with Xbox, since day one, it was paid to play for Xbox Live Gold. Sony used to be like, it was free, and now you have to pay for it. It's like, well, now you're doing too much.
Because now you're throwing in
Plus and put in multiplayer behind it and all this other stuff. Yeah, it really rubbed people the wrong way. But Xbox fans were used to it because, since day one, we've been paying for it, so it's whatever. But then they introduced Game Pass. It was like $30-$40, something. I don't remember because I don't buy it. So, so I don't. Recently, I had like a pass for the Game Pass, which gave me a few months for free. And,
oh, right on.
Yeah, and then they were like, hey, extend now. Just, so it's $30. Because it was like, for half off, for $15, you can get 3 more months of Game Pass. I was like, yeah, it's $15. I can swallow that. Just to try it out for 3 more months. So they got that.
I
mean, and now
I think I remember seeing PlayStation do that too, something like that, where it was like really cheap for PlayStation Now to test it out for a month or so.
Oh, see, I should have looked that up, because then I would have tried PlayStation Now. But
this was a long time ago that I saw that
stuff. Oh, okay.
Like, this is like, I want to say within the, I don't know how long that's been out now, but I feel like it was like in the first 6 months to a year or whatever when it came out.
All right. Well, yeah, but this is I'm taking too long to explain this. But yeah, so now Xbox Ultimate, they're combining Game Pass. They're combining Game Pass and Xbox Live Gold together, like it should have been from the beginning.
Yeah. Is it going to be the same price?
No. This is going to be ridiculous. I don't remember the final pricing, but you put it together, it actually costs more to do both together?
No.
Yeah.
That seems...
It seems like a bad deal.
Yeah, that usually like you're gonna like knock off 5-10.
Right. Yeah.
Unless they're gonna make it like this is the only way that. Like it's either this way or you don't have Xbox Gold anymore.
No.
If that's the case, then I guess that makes sense.
Right, but no.
But if they're gonna have like an option of like, all right, you can have these things separate or together, then I can't imagine any reason why. Put them together if it's going to cost even more than what it would be to keep them separate.
I don't know, but then again, it does cost more if you did them separate. Because they didn't release a whole lot of information on the thing. All they said was like it's coming in later in the year. So once they start talking more about it, we'll be able to truly say if it's worth our time. Which I already know it's not going to be because.
I'm sure E3 is coming up here soon, so they'll probably let it all out there.
Yeah,
I would assume.
Yeah, they also introduced their X Cloud. Microsoft is doing a bunch of stuff, so who knows? And Sony won't be there this year, so we'll see.
Sony won't be there this year?
Nope, Sony's not going to E3 this year.
Why?
they're still going to do their PlayStation Experience thing. And they're
still going to do their press conference.
No, it looks sort of. I guess they're going to do what Nintendo's been doing and doing like that whole streaming. That thing that the Nintendo Clubhouse deal.
Yeah, they're. I can't think of what they call it. I haven't watched E3 in the last like year or two, I think. So, but yeah, they. I remember. Yeah, Nintendo stopped doing their press conference and instead just doing like some web show.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what Sony's gonna start doing. Although Nintendo came back to E3.
That's interesting.
Yeah, they were there last year, and oh my gosh, were their lines ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
I kind of hate to have to wrap this show up because I wanted to tell you about my horrible experience at E3.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
people...
I mean, we can wait for we do that next week if you want to.
Oh, absolutely. Because man, I always wanted to go to E3. That was on my bucket list. Whew. Oh man,
it's like don't meet your idols.
Yeah, don't meet your heroes and yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was like that. You go there and you're like, maybe they should keep this closed off to the public because, oh my gosh.
I remember many years ago now, someone I knew who's a huge comic book fan finally got to go to Comic-Con, and I'm like, how was it? And they're like, no. Like, no, there's no reason to go to Comic-Con. It's the worst. Like, it's the fucking worst. Like, nothing that is Comic-Con is worth going to Comic-Con for. Like, the lines are insane. It's a line to get to a line to get to a line.
Yeah.
You go see something for 5 seconds. You've been waiting for 5 hours. Like, no. Like, all the stuff outside of it that's going around, you know, apparently, you know, like, all the, like, other stuff that's going on around Comic-Con is a lot of fun, but Comic-Con itself is like apparently not worth it.
Yeah, I went to New York Comic-Con a few years ago. I had fun there, but then again, I wasn't there as a fan. I was there as press. So
okay,
so yeah. it was different for me. When it came
to eat, you had to wait in all the same lines and shit.
Yeah, I was able to get through some of those things. There was one that was actually, before we wrap this up, I'll make this real quick. There was a Tales of showing at Comic-Con that year. And oh, they were showing off a new Tales of game. And before I got there, it was packed. They were not letting anybody else in the room. And I was like, oh, I'm impressed. They're like, oh, sorry, we can't let you in. Like, it's closed off. And I was like, oh, man. Well, and luckily, I had an interview with the director of the game. And I was like, man, I have an interview with this guy later on today. It's going to be real awkward if I wasn't there to ask questions. They're like, if we squeeze you in, would that be okay? I was like, yes. So in front of all these people who in front of all these people sitting in this line who couldn't get in because it was full, I just squeezed right in there and they let me in. And I was like, oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I got lucky and I had to stand in this corner and I had to stand the whole time.
Everybody's
in this seat. Yeah, so I was slightly punished for it. So I had to stand there and watch the presentation in a corner, in the back of the corner in the room.
That sounds like the worst.
Yeah, it was trouble, but it had to be worth it because I had to interview the guy. So
yeah.
later that day when I interviewed him, I was like, oh God, I know what to ask him now. So I got lucky. But yeah, man, E3 is a cluster and Comic-Con was was even bigger. So yeah, if you want to go, you're not prepared.
Nope.
You're not going to be prepared. You're going to be like, this is going to be awesome. And then half your day is waiting in line to play Tomb Raider.
Yeah. I mean, when I was younger, I wanted to go to things like E3. And now it's like, I mean, here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, we have a Comic-Con. And when it first, when they first had it the first year, they underbooked it because it was like way more people showed up.
Ooh.
And like that alone was like, because I was like, oh man, I wish I was gone. And then when they underbooked it, that there was, you know, so many more people that wanted to go, I was like, I don't want to go. Like, if there's that many people here that want to see it, then I know that I don't want to go there because this is going to be waiting in line type shit all over.
Yeah. Oh man. Next week we can talk about our adventures at conventions and whatnot because. Man, I've been to a few as both press and just general. and they can be fun, but they can be horrifying. And E3 is definitely the latter.
Yeah.
I was there as half press, half general person. Because just because you get a press pass to one thing, doesn't mean you get a press pass to all of E3.
Oh, yeah, right on.
Yeah, so and since Microsoft separated themselves from E3 for their press conference, I was able to go to that, but it didn't count it towards a press for E3, so I never got approved for that.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, sorry, man, that's different from us. And I was like, well, forget it. I'll just buy a ticket then. I'm going to California. I'm going to E3 anyway. Might as well go. Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. The next time I go to E3 is going to be as press, or I'm going to try, because, oh, my God. No wonder they let press in so early. Because when it gets past, just to play Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee, when they were showing that at E3, that was half a day wait in line.
See, yeah.
It was ridiculous. No matter how many times I passed by Nintendo's booths, they were full. I got a chance to play Spider-Man, so that was awesome.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but not Nintendo. I didn't get to try any Nintendo stuff. That was packed. And I was like, Jesus. And it didn't make it even better that Nintendo had a separate room and separate booth and stuff for press. I was like, oh, come on. Yeah. This is... No, next time I come here, it's going to be as press, so I don't have to wait in all this in all these lines.
Yeah.
E3 was the worst. Whew, all right. So, all right, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Because I'm sure you have things to do.
Yeah. Well, I have to start streaming Resident Evil 2 here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was important. That's cool. I come and do this for you. Yeah, I do this for you. And you're like, hey, man, I'm going to do something else real quick. So get out of here.
Well, I mean, what we need to, like, I don't want to talk about it too much. Jesus Christ, I can't think of the words that I want to use. I don't want to get too much of the nuts and bolts of things. But yeah, we should, like, set up a time, you know, like, I don't know if you want to do Saturdays, stuff like that or whatever. Like
Saturdays work for me. Good, because maybe now I can just put a schedule up on my Twitch page and people be like, oh, you actually exist. That's cool. Because that's my problem.
Scheduling streaming is a big thing. Like, once I started doing that, like, to be fair, I've kind of, like, fucked off with my schedule lately, but right. that was something that really helped me get into streaming constantly, you know, a year or two ago now, where I was constantly like, I guess I'll stream today. But like, once I made a schedule, like, it really helped me keep it going.
Yeah, and that's my problem. Like, I don't have a set, which I don't know why I do that. Like, I have a lot of contacts in the game industry and a lot of developers, especially independent developers, like, they're willing to send stuff. Like, I should just do that and just stream the stuff that they give me. But nope, yeah. But nope, not me. I'm like, oh, no one's going to watch my stream, and I don't do it. And then when I do it, it's like, it's been an hour. Okay, I'm off. And I actually talked to a streamer about a year or so ago. He gave me an interview about how to stream. He was like, man, you can't stream for an hour. It's gonna be like 3 or 4 hours. So I was like, hook, I'm out. I got things to do, people. That's not true. I don't do anything with my life.
It's hard. It can be hard to do that. Like, there is a sense of, I don't know how I want to put it, but like, you know, like you sit there, like a lot of people say to me, you're gonna play the video game, you always do it on stream, and it's like, yes, that's totally right. But there is a sense of something that when you're streaming the game, that there's that added pressure there still. That if, like, for me personally, anyway, that it's like I'll be sitting there playing this game, and I and it's like, all right, there's no one in my chat or whatever, no one's talking to me, whatever. There's a sense of I would be enjoying this much more right now if I was just playing it offline by myself and not worrying about the fact that whether people are watching or not watching, am I talking enough, not talking, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I mean, there is that kind of element there when you're playing a video game where if you want to try playing more than an hour, but it can be hard to do that, you know, like it, you know, on in certain situations.
Yeah, and that's my problem. It's just like, yeah, no, man, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna stream. And then I stream for an hour, and I'm like, man, I'm kind of sleepy. I don't wanna kind of want to do this anymore. But at the same time, and you know, and he was like, yeah, you can play whatever you want. You can do all this, but man, you just gotta remember you gotta do 3-4 hours. You gotta be active. You gotta talk to the people, even when there's nobody there.
Yeah, that's the hardest part.
You should still do it. I'm like, so what you're saying is, I've got no hope. Got it.
So, it's hard, especially the talking to nobody type thing. Like
I used to try to trick my friends into watching my streams. They're like, yeah, that's cool, man. And they never show up. I'm like, you dirty little. You guys couldn't even show up to support me. That's cool.
Yeah, that's hard too. Like none of my good friends, like personal friends that I know, one, I don't talk to them all that often, and they don't get on social media or anything like that. They don't do Twitter or Facebook. They don't do live streams. They don't watch Twitch or anything like that. So, like, I'm not even bother trying to get you to come watch me when you're not into this type of stuff.
Yeah. What are friends good for, right?
Yeah, basically, sometimes, yeah.
You can't even watch my stream. What good are you to me?
It's like, why are you not on social media like the rest of us fucking crazy people? Like, don't you know what's important?
Yeah, we're a new normal. Well, I got Facebook. No, man, we don't do that whole Facebook gaming thing. You can go eat a fat one with that one. Nobody's doing that.
It's important to see what fucking the Sonic looks like in the movie and to talk.
Yeah. Oh, man. They're actually going to change up Sonic now.
Oh, really? Good. Man, that looks like a fucking creepy doll.
Yeah, and people are whining about that one, too.
Oh, all right. I would have to see it, I guess, to
have an opinion. But. Well, they haven't changed the thing yet. They're like, oh, we're gonna change his look, and it's like, everybody's like, your movie's like 6 months away, so that means you're gonna make your artists do crunch and just delay the movie and blah blah blah. I'm like, okay, I understand. Like, you guys don't want them to make people stay in a building in front of a computer for 24 hours straight and work on this creepy CGI thing. We get that, but man, that's not how business works. Sonic is not going to be that big of a movie. What are we going to delay it to? What, Christmas? Disney owns that. What are we going to do it in January and February? That's trash month. Nobody's going to go watch a movie in January and February if it's not Marvel.
November, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, like, what they can do at all.
Yeah,
not like, do it? That's probably their best bet.
I'm not losing that money. You're going to watch this Sonic movie. I'm making my money on this thing one way or another. Whether it's now, when it comes on DVD and you get it off of Netflix, I don't care. We spent how much to Sega? No, you're buying this hedgehog.
Yeah.
Man, licensing ain't cheap, people. So, and that's the thing, it's like, just delay it. Do you have any idea how much they spend on not only the movie, but getting the rights to Sonic? Come on. Business won't.
This is their own fault. They shot themselves in the foot.
They did, because God, that thing was ugly.
Yeah.
Like, Alvin and Chipmunks look better. And that's a weird thing. Like, dude, all this tech, like, even Alvin and Chipmunks, they look like actual chipmunks.
Yeah, Alvin and Chipmunks, I would say, out of everything, like them and the Smurfs, they looked good.
Yeah, they look like the actual characters.
Yeah.
It was Sonic. Like,
now, they shouldn't have been, like, Alvin and Chipmunks, you can't help but put them in our world. But, like, the Smurfs should never have came into our world. Like, Sonic should not be in our world.
Well, see, this,
like,
this,
stop with that.
Like, that's the weird thing. If they wanted to do a live action Smurfs, they could have did like they did in the cartoons, where it's like a fantasy world with knights and whatnot, because there were humans in that world, not just Gargamel. Like, there was a kid that they used to hang out with. I don't remember his name.
I don't remember.
Oh yeah, there were castles, there were witches. It's like, yeah, man, you could have done a fantasy movie with the Smurfs, but nope.
Nope. Yeah, that's what it should have been. Like,
let's get Neil Patrick Harrison. Why? I don't know. Reasons? I think he owes me something.
to not get into too much about this, but like, yeah, this whole concept of bringing subject A into human world and shenanigans ensue is, no, stop doing that. That is a fucking gimmick. That you're kicking a fucking dead horse that's been dead for 20 some odd years. Like, just stop doing it.
Like, it works for Scooby-Doo because, guess what? Scooby-Doo's already a part of the real world.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo looks like a fucking nightmare. He doesn't look like Scooby-Doo.
What? No, I liked it because he did look cartoony. And for me as a kid, I was like, thank God.
He looked cartoony, but...
Yeah, but they didn't
look like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, but they didn't use a real dog. So I was okay with that. It's like, man, if you do Homeward Bound have him just have a CGI lips, I'm going to hate this entire movie.
Yeah, So like, I mean, that's the thing with Garfield. Like, Garfield is... Like... Garfield looked like shit, but
it looks even worse because Garfield. Right, but it made it look even worse because Odie was a real dog.
Yeah, that was dumb too.
You can't put a CGI cat and a real dog together and just be like, they're in the real world together. Like, no, they're not. You got John holding this fake cat, and then when they pick up a real dog, that real dog has actual weight to it. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You can't do it. Make Odie CGI if you're going to do it. Or have a real fat cat. Don't pretend fat cats don't exist.
Yeah, I mean, it's tricky because, like, what are you going to do with all the other animals? Same thing. Make them all CG. Like, it's so... Yeah.
Yeah. They could have just gone the route of cats and dogs and just have, like... slight CGI when you need it to, but real animals when you don't need them. But
yeah, something. I don't know. It's hard to say with any of that kind of stuff. But yeah, like Smurfs, they should have kept the whole thing in not in our world and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that it would definitely. I guess that's why the CGI movie, the cartoon movie, I think it did better because it was set in their world. Thank goodness.
Yeah. That's how it should be. I mean, whether it's good or not, I don't know, but like, that's just what it should be.
Yeah, I didn't watch it because I was like, no, I'm not. Even though Sony Animation does some great stuff, I'm like, no, I'm not going to watch Smurfs again. In fact, I don't even think I've seen the other live action ones.
I was just going to say, like, I've seen one of the Scooby-Doos, and that's because I went with my cousin and his kids, and I was like, this is the worst mistake I've ever made in my life. And then I watched Garfield, or no, I'm not Garfield, Alvin and the Chipmunks, and I'm like, oh, no, that's bad. And I never watched any of the other Alvin and the Chipmunks after that, and like, I'm just like, and every time I hear about this stuff, and it's always like, they're in the real world, it's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Wow.
Alvin and Chipmunks, they belong in the real world, but everybody else, no, man. Scooby-Doo and Alvin and Chipmunks, they can get away with it. Garfield... could have if they actually didn't make him completely CGI, but everything else.
Yeah, I have no ideas for that stuff. For the most part, I'm just kind of like, I don't know. But what you did was bad.
Yeah, with Sonic, just set it on the planet Mobius, and
yeah, exactly.
You could still have Jim Carrey, and just have robots, man. Just you can copy and paste all the robots you want, and you don't have to worry about that, man. Marvel does
exactly.
Yeah. This is actually a good test run. This went a lot smoother than I thought it was going to go.
Yeah. I mean, I think it went... I don't think it went really well.
We had
a good time.
Yeah, we came in with, like, what, two ideas, Game of Thrones, and I was going to talk about Battle Royale games, but thank goodness we skipped at that.
We'll talk about that next week.
I don't know if we should. Oh no, because we were making fun of a bunch of streamers and the way they act when it came to some new event in Fortnite and whatnot, and how we couldn't get into it. Yeah, so that was a struggle. I think we spent more time setting up than we actually did coming up with a plan.
Yeah,
which this is gonna be the plan now. Just play it by ear. We're just going to go with it.
The plan is, there is no plan.
Yeah. It's the best kind of plan. Because anybody who's ever planned a plan can tell you the plan's the first thing to go.
That's right. Exactly.
Oh, man.
Unless you're the A-team and then you just love when a plan comes together.
Yeah. Which, I swear, they don't go with the plan. The plan is, blow everything up.
That's why the plan comes together so easily.
We know what's going to happen. When we enter a room, it's going to blow up. We cough, things blow up. So forget it. That's the plan. Just blow everything up. Except for UBA. We know you're just going to drive through stuff with your van. So get behind that wheel and just drive through this. Oh, you already did? Cool. I love it when a plan comes together.
Exactly.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that's it for me. I'm going to go ahead and let you stream Resident Evil. Wait, are you playing the original or the remake?
The remake.
The remake. Okay. The remake looks pretty cool.
It looks amazing. The controls are great because they're not tank controls. And
yeah.
It's scary. But I get scared easy, so that's always a thing.
Yeah, that's why I don't play horror games. Oh, man. When a developer sent me a horror game once, I was like, why do you gotta do this to me, man? I can't play this. You just shot yourself in the foot. I'm sorry, man. And then I ended up having to play it and stream it anyway. And it wasn't as scary as I thought it was going to be. But I was still like, man, I can't wait until I hit my deadline. Because kind of don't want to play this anymore.
Right?
Yeah. Whew, but that's it for me. I am Zafmod. And my channel. Well, actually, yeah, we're on multi-Twitch, so yeah, you can just hop on over here, and right before Sean starts his stream, go ahead and give me a subscribe, and I would do my best to not disappoint you like I disappoint myself for the rest of my life.
Yeah, the same goes for me.
Yeah, what he said.
All right, man. I am going to get off here quick and then get set up for Resident Evil 2. And, this has been fun. I really enjoyed it.
This is just a pilot, but we'll still keep it up because it worked. Worked. Yeah. All right, so new show now. We have to actually come up with a name for the show now.
Yeah, it'll come to us.
Yeah, like the rest of this show, it'll just happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it'll just pop up one day. All right, well, that's it for me. I'm signing off. I'll see you all next week.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Later.